The city of Shamokin in central Pennsylvania's Northumberland County has had a little trouble paying its bills recently. So the community of about 7,500 people is looking for a way to fix that problem.
This special meeting of the Shamokin City Council now come to order April 20th.
Here at a recent Shamokin City Council meeting, residents like Robert Gilligbauer step up to the microphone and voice their concerns.
People are out of money. People can't afford any more tax increases. This town's going to die. You're going into Act 47 now.
Within an hour of Gilligbauer's testimony, the Shamokin City Council votes unanimously to seek state assistance through Act 47. That's the law for state-guided recovery for distressed municipalities in Pennsylvania. It takes decades of population loss and tax-based erosion, on top of ever-rising payroll, pension, and debt obligations, for communities to get into enough trouble that they actually invite state oversight. But it happens often enough that more than 24 municipalities currently are engaged in the Act 47 process or its precursor early intervention program. And experts say many more towns would qualify, but they're not seeking intervention. Including those places, an estimated 40% of Pennsylvanians live in a distressed community. So this election season, it's striking that Democratic candidates for governor have largely ignored this problem. And Pennsylvania political analysts have noticed. They say jobs, economic development, and Medicaid expansion have dominated the dialogue because those are the issues that really matter to voters. Democratic candidate Rob McCord admits he and his opponents have been focusing elsewhere.
Part of a campaign is just finding the cut-through issues that people, when they hear it, they automatically understand what you're talking about.
But when these issues do come up, McCord, along with Democratic candidate Katie McGinty, both mention the state should encourage municipalities to share local services. McGinty, a former state environmental protection secretary, is the only candidate whose platform includes detailed reforms targeting local governance in distressed towns. One of her proposals is to consolidate the state's smallest police forces and local pensions.
They are hugely costly relative to the population they're serving.
But the candidate's proposals don't go far enough for Rick Schutler. He runs the Pennsylvania Municipal League.
That is not going to solve Reading or Allentown's or Altoona's pension problem. The administrative savings that will be reaped from consolidation of PMRS will be gone in 5 years.
By the way, PMRS is the Pennsylvania Municipal Retirement System. Credit ratings agencies have actually threatened to downgrade Pennsylvania's bond status if pension reform doesn't happen soon. For Stephen Goldfield from the Public Resources Advisory Group, these credit agency warnings are just extra pressure to enact reforms that are long overdue. Goldfield is one of the lead consultants behind Harrisburg's debt resolution and recovery plan.
Yeah, people aren't retiring at 55. People aren't even retiring at 65. If somebody retires at age 55 and gets $60,000 a year and they live until they're 80, that's just an enormous amount of money that needs to be set aside.
But for Goldfield, what perhaps matters most to running local government is cooperation. That can be hard to come by, and it's definitely not something any governor can fix. From Harrisburg to Scranton, city officials bicker and sometimes refuse to cooperate with demands made under Act 47. One thing they seem to agree on is this. Act 47 isn't working for their cities, and they don't really have any recourse. It also doesn't help that this election season, Pennsylvania's struggling communities are watching just how little attention is being paid to their challenges. From WITF in Harrisburg, I'm Emily Previty.